Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I bid you good morning. And we're, as we often are every week, greeted by our esteemed guests from Precious Timber, a wealth management opportunity here if you're looking to find out what to do with your funds. If you you're looking for an alternative investment, I can't make a personal statement on it because I don't own any of it, but I can tell you that from all that I hear and from my relationship with Alex and Scott, let me say the safe thing. It's a potentially really safe and terrific investment. They're at PreciousTimber.com. Joining us is Alex Wilson, the CEO of Precious Timber, and wealth management advisor Scott Thomas. I want to open up because we want to get as much in as we can. So, Alex, let me open up here by saying talk about some updates with Precious Timber as, we head to the end of another year and that fantastic discovery tour in Nicaragua coming up.
Yeah, thank you, and good morning. And always a pleasure to spend some time with you, Stu. We've had a tremendous year, partly thanks to you and your show and the individuals that have reached out to us and helped, educate many people on this space. This is a unusual space. In particular, it's not that familiar to a lot of investors, but it is a space that has got a lot of attention. In fact, the NCREIF Timberland Index, which tracks the U.S. Index, so I should say the returns of the U.S. Timber world, has outperformed every other asset class for the past 30, 40 years, returns of about 14% a year. Obviously, we're in the deep Central American tropics. We grow the very valuable hardwoods, tropical hardwoods, so our returns are slightly above the NCREIF Timberland Index, purely and simply because of the geographical location and the kind of lumber that we grow. We're getting ready for our final discovery tour of the year. I think that's the best way to learn about this, one of the best ways. Obviously, you can do a lot of research online. You could do a lot of reading of our material and other material, but to actually step foot on each of the plantations, see how things operate, watch how we grow, talk to the staff, the management, the infield caretakers and the forestry engineers. That really is an experience, and of course you touch it, you feel it, you see it, and you get to understand that, hey, no matter whether the stock market's up, the stock market's down, whether there's, situations of like war or famine or who knows what going on across the world, the cyclical nature of normal investments doesn't really apply to us. Trees just grow all the time.
Yeah, and again, the emphasis is on timber, coffee, and coconuts, and all of them very viable resources that everybody needs all of the time, and we will forever. Alex, I have been to many of those, probably a half a dozen of those New Orleans investment conferences, and I found it to be perhaps the most rewarding investment conference in the country from my perspective, from my needs. Talk about it. Tell us what happened at the breakout session down there that I think it was just last week that the show occurred.
Yeah, we've been going for many, many years. It's probably one of the oldest and certainly one of the best investment shows that America puts on in New Orleans. And so we unveiled a triple blended U.S. domiciled fund. What I mean by triple blended is we have three different commodities. We have coffee in the fund, we have coconuts in the fund, and we also have timber in the fund. But also it's an impact investment sort of model, meaning that we purposely are searching for higher than average returns. We're purposely making a meaningful difference in the social areas of our community. And we're purposely making sure that what we do on Mother Earth is one in which is of a caretaker. So the response to the fund was astronomically favorable. Of course, a lot of the attendees have seen us for year after year after year. Many of them have already come down and spent some time with us and invested with us in our fee simple approach. But it was once again, a knockout show with really, really good information across all different sectors. And, of course, some fun along the way getting to see some old clients and to introduce some new clients.
All right, and again, I want to steer people to the website. It may be a little late for you to go to Nicaragua this week, but there will be future trips coming up, and the website is precioustimber.com, precioustimber.com, a fascinating way to invest. And before we switch over to Scott here in the remaining minute or two, you haven't been on for a while, Alex. Is there anything else you would like to add? And then you can turn it over to Scott to talk about ways for investors to invest in agriculture for long-term income.
Well, I think the only thing I'd like to just sort of add quickly is to thank every one of your listeners. Thank yourself and your staff. It's been a great 6 or 7 months. We look forward to doing much more with you, and particularly those that have reached out to us. I want to thank them because it's been a pleasure to talk to your audience.
All right. Nice way. We'll go right to you, Scott.
I think one of the best places for an investor to start, Stu, is to look at the different ways to to invest in agriculture. There's a lot of ways to do that. Your possibilities can begin with public stock, commodity futures, commingled funds, co-investments, separate accounts. But as we hone in for due diligence for our clients, we look at direct asset holdings, which is exactly what precious timber is. You get a return premium there. You get to participate directly with the plantation profits, the operations efficiency. So we really love everything about precious timber. Also, the Latin American agricultural environment is difficult to invest in directly, especially in public companies, if you're trying to access the possibilities in agriculture. So what you have to do is look for a manager and partner with a manager and a good advisor to be able to do that. Quickly, the triple blended agri fund that Alex has spoke about that got rave reviews at the New Orleans Investment Conference. Matter of fact, Alex's breakout session was one of the best attended and attended by many, many names that you know in the public arena. I can't call their names, but it was
all top names. I mean, you've had them from top to bottom, from Steve Forbes to George Will to Charles. I mean, they all go. That's the place to go.
They were there.
Now, do you have anything to add to this, Alex, in terms of what Scott had to say as we head into our final 2 minutes here?
I will. Scott's right. Obviously, this is a place for serious investors, people that want to dig deeper, people that want to, you know, think outside of the box. And that's what this is. Our firm is an outside-of-the-box firm. We have outside-of-the-box clients. We're primarily focusing on three things: wealth preservation, which is very, very important, of course. We're talking about capital appreciation, and we're talking about inflation-protected income. And so three things that are very important. One, of course, risk mitigation in the portfolio. It's very important to, especially when you have bubble situations that we're sort of looking at now. At any time, the market could just do a 360, and just all of a sudden we're like, wow, we got whacked again, like in 2008. And the assets that we grow are they act like a stabilizer in the portfolio. So when everything else is zigging and zagging, this is just constantly moving along. So it's very important for an investor to take time to understand the space, not just go buy an investment. We don't even allow clients to just buy. We have to know that it's a good fit for us and a good fit for them. And that way, the partnership and the family that we're building of clients and employees, that way it works perfectly for both sides.
All right. Just a quick thought here. Business involves expansion of the current resources you're working with. It also involves expansion in terms of SKUs or product coverage. Do you have any thoughts here that you want to verbalize or can't verbalize on whether you're going to go beyond coconuts, timber, and coffee?
Well, we just came, our CFO, and he's a trained economist. He just came back from a very long trip throughout Central America where we were meeting with the World Wildlife Fund, the Rainforest Alliance, the Forestry Stewardship Council, and the Luxembourg Sustainable Fund.
You've got about 10 seconds.
So, yeah, we're looking at different commodities and different regions of the world. So it's going to be an exciting 2018.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. Alex, thank you very much. Precious Timber, they will be back. This is Stu Taylor. We will break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
All right, we are back, and in just a few minutes, you'll get some great advice on investing, as joining us will be Financial Gravity CEO John Pollack, and you'll have an opportunity here to find out how, if you're a small business, how you can lower your taxes and accumulate greater wealth. John will be joining us, as I say, after this segment. Meanwhile, the story is, people say, you know, you're doing radio, you're talking about this every day. You know, I have to do what a lot of people don't have to do. Let me take a fruit. Everybody has to take a sip of Poland Spring, so here it goes. No, they're not an advertiser. Sorry about that. I'm holding the bottle, and I'm just dying here for that sip. every day... You know, people say, well, I didn't see the news today. And not everybody has. You know, you don't have to do that. I have to watch the news every morning. I get up early and have my breakfast. I sit on the couch and I flick back and forth to the networks. I watch less and less of Morning Joe because I tell you, a guy who I like personally so much, he's been very nice to me. His show is so lousy and one-sided. That I only spend minimal time on it. I may watch it for 15 minutes, and then I flick. I even watch CNN and MSNBC with Fox because I just think I know it. It was a mistake for me to get so angry to avoid CNN and MSNBC. And I said, what am I accomplishing by this? So I suffer every morning. I suffer in the hopes of giving the audience some interesting content to listen to. But if you are in the business that I'm in, if you're a writer, if you're a journalist, if you're a TV person, and if you miss the news, you know, if you miss this, what's going on every day, you really may be a day too late. And so I watch everything, and I come away with the conclusion in the morning, since I don't have any idea what I'm going to do on the show when I get up. And when I want to find out what's hot. Now, I know the terrorist attack in New York is the number one story. I know it is. And I don't know what else to add or where to go except to say that I saw de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo in a press conference that I almost vomited. I mean, it wasn't anything they said. I don't even want to make it sound like that. I just can't stand the sight of either one of those guys. Big Bird standing there shaking his head yes or no to everything. So they read from a script, and they both accomplished at that. But what is it that you can say? There are 320 million people in the United States. There is no way. Gee, listen to me carefully. There is no way to stop these random acts. If you, and first of all, I think this should be a necessity anyway. Anybody like this, any terrorist who's associated with the fundamental side of Islam, should be tried and executed, assuming he or she is found guilty. It's mostly he, but there are she's. They should be executed. I don't think it'll be a deterrent, but it won't make them say, I can get to my 72 virgins sooner. If they want to die, they can die. I think this guy yesterday just flubbed the whole thing. Another revolting, repulsive human being. But it was universally agreed that this was an act of terror. So think about it. Got 315 to 320 million people in the United States. Is it amazing to you as it is to me that more of these incidents don't occur? I think it's amazing. It's just the nature of the incident where it is now almost 100% ISIS or fundamental Islamic related, as opposed to, some white Mormon killed a Christian in Nebraska. I mean, that, you know, and I know this stuff goes on every day. You can't cover 100,000 shootings or knifings or this. So the press has to go with the biggest story, and this is the biggest story. The strategy has changed, and it'll change again, although I don't even know why they would want to change the strategy, that is ISIS, even though this was a lone wolf, so to speak, who got sucked in again on the internet. I don't know enough about it. But you can add other strategies. First of all, even though the U.S. intelligence resources now are going to truck places to ask if anybody unusual signed up for a truck, there's no deterrent. I don't know of any way you can stop this. As I say, the threat of execution, it's not going to hurt. I don't think it's going to help very much, but it won't hurt, so there's a slight plus. I don't think we're tough enough on crime. I think we're paying too much money to support these people. I'm thinking, and you got to get information from this 29-year-old disgusting subhuman who's in the hospital. I mean, I just assume blow his brains out rather than have him lie there being treated because of the Hippocratic. I mean, you got to treat anybody. And I'm not saying to take away that humane benefit. But in this case, let's get the information first. And then, you know, we'll let him spend the rest of his life in prison. But it's small consolation. Because even though the main body of ISIS is not what it was, it is shrinking because of the job Trump is doing. And nobody wants to, I mean, come on, who wants to talk about, who would want to give Trump credit on anything? It is shrinking. You don't stop. You can take out ISIS, cut the head off the snake. There are always going to be these terrorists. I don't know how terrorism will change and morph. It does over the period of decades. It's much more violent right now. And non-discriminating, they just go after anyone. But we can't take everything we do and reassess national programs of safety implementation and security implementation because of one of these happening here and another one 3 months later happening there. I don't have an answer to a question that people would like answered except to say, you can't turn the world upside down. You know, we want to investigate why this person did it. Doesn't sound like a good medical explanation, but keep it simple. He was a bona fide converted terrorist, and that's why he did it. I don't care about his youth. I don't care about his family. I don't care about his ties. I don't care about his personal likes and dislikes. Just face the facts, especially the politically correct. This is Stu Taylor. Can I come back on Titan Contact? We'll be right back.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that 1 in 6 kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids. But we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger. We create bigger, brighter school days and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor, love being on his show.
All right, we returned with some valuable information for everybody. You know, some of the information we put on here, the content during the show was entertaining, others educational. I know it can be a struggle to have things entertaining when you're trying to find out how to lower your taxes, how to budget your money. I mean, it's stressful for everyone. And here to talk about it and hopefully reduce some of the stress in your life is John Pollack. He's the CEO of a company that does a marvelous job at it, Financial Gravity. It trades OTCQB, and you can check that out on the stock exchange. It's a company that will, I'll tell you what, instead of me talking about what this company does, since John is my guest and I'm not the guest, let me first introduce him. And John, it's indeed a real pleasure having you on. First of all, talk about in a synopsis what your company does, and then I'd love you to get into your background and a little bit of the company history.
Yeah, so Financial Gravity kind of sprung out of the wealth management business. I was in the wealth management business. I started selling insurance. I got into wealth management, and I kind of saw a problem in the financial services industry, which was financial advisors are not advisors. They're salespeople. They sell a transaction like a life insurance policy or an annuity, or they sell a strategy like a 401k or defined benefit plan, or they sell a product like a mutual fund. So that's it. They are pushing a product. So they're not really advising. They're just trying to figure out how to advise you and make sure their products fit into the advice they're giving you. I saw that as a problem. I don't know if there's a lot of other financial services guys out there that think it's a problem, but I saw it as a problem. So that was the first problem. The second problem was, is even though I was selling stuff, I was quite successful. And I ran into the problem that a lot of successful people run into, which is I started getting hammered with taxes. And it was the first Obama election where I kept hearing, rich people don't pay their fair share. And I looked at what I was paying, and I thought to myself, well, if this isn't fair, I don't feel rich, by the way, but this seems like well beyond my fair share. How do I become the rich person not paying my fair share? So I went to the natural place, which is the CPA. A lot of people think CPAs are the tax guy, which we'll deal with. It's not true, but we'll deal with that. So I went to CPAs. I interviewed a bunch of them, and they all basically said the same thing. John, you make what you make. You pay what you pay. Not much we can do about it. To which I said, well, what are the rich people doing that gives them the opportunity not to pay their fair share? Do they have like a secret handshake or, you know, what is it? Do they have a code? Or I thought we were a rule of law, a country of laws, and all I would need to do is read the laws and follow the laws. And that, I didn't get that conclusion from the multiple CPAs that I met with. So I ran into two problems. First, financial advisors are not advisors. And second, the accountant doesn't do the two things that every small business needs from them. Number one, help me lower my personal income taxes, and number two, give me numbers that help me run my business, which we can deal with later as well. But so I have one industry that doesn't advise, they sell, and I have another industry that doesn't really advise or give me the things I need. They just put numbers in boxes over and over again. So I saw this as a pretty big gaping hole in the marketplace where everybody needs unbiased advice. And they want to know that that advice is connected to the rest of their universe of products and services, and it's all connected together. So I looked for a business model that did that, and it actually existed. It was called the family office. The only problem was is I needed to have $30 million in cash in order to hire a family office. That was kind of a big problem. I wasn't the uber wealthy. So I designed and built Financial Gravity as a fractional family office. So we will be the only fractional family office in the country, and we are basically bringing an integrated advice platform to the guy that owns two Subways or the gal that started a widget factory. That's what we're doing. So we're trying to make available the tools and techniques of the uber wealthy to everybody. And that's what we do.
I want to pick up on a point. You had a couple of things that you wanted to discuss. Let's get to them right away. One is, how do you look at the numbers in order to run your business more effectively?
So it's not so much the numbers. Let me kind of back up a little bit. So if you go to a CPA and say, I need some numbers to help me run my business, they're going to give you two things. They're going to give you a profit and loss statement and a balance sheet. And I kind of joke about this, but if I can get a entrepreneur, a small business room, and I can get them at least one glass of wine, we want the barrier to drop a little bit. We want them to be less businessy. And I ask them, can you read a balance sheet and a profit and loss statement? They'll all say no. I joke that the only people that can read those things are bankers and CPAs, and nobody else can read them. And then the next question I would ask is, let's say you could read them. If I made a really bad decision today, when would those numbers show up on my balance sheet and profit and loss statement? I mean, it's got to be bad. And the answer is 60, 90, sometimes 6 months. Well, that's not a way to run a business. We live in an economy that's moving lightning fast, and we're using two tools that show bad decisions months after they're made. It's almost like me driving from Dallas to Chicago, and then once I arrive, looking to see how fast I was going. That's just nuts. Nobody should be running a business that way. So what we're doing is we're creating a proprietary set of rules and numbers that help people with their own key performance indicators, and we're going to serve them up on a dashboard. This isn't built yet, but this is one of the things that we're working on because we're already doing the books through our tax operating system. We're already looking at how to lower their taxes through the tax blueprint. So we're going to take that throughput, and then we're going to start to deliver up, and we're building this right now, deliver up numbers that help them run their business. And we're going to do it in such a way that it's kind of a red light and a green light. So any person like me, I'm my best client. I don't understand the numbers. I just want to be able to log into something at 2 o'clock in the morning and see how I'm doing. And most CEOs and most entrepreneurs I talk to, that's pretty much the same thing. They've got CFOs and controllers to help them create the numbers, but they really want to know, how am I doing? And I don't want you to confuse me by giving me sheets of paper that I don't understand. I want to be able to log into something and know, am I on the right track or am I veering off? How do I correct? And so that's one of the things that we're building. That's going to be our numbers that help people run our business. We have a few companies that we have talked to about this, about helping us in this area. There's some great books on it as well. Greg Crabtree's got a great book called Simple Numbers. He's got one set of numbers. There's another gentleman out of North Carolina that we're working with as well. So we're trying to get some good ideas as to what really needs to be served up, and served up in a way that mere mortals like me, who don't have a finance degree, can look at the numbers and say, oh, I'm in trouble here, or, ooh, this is great, I need to keep doing this. And I want numbers. I joke with people, I hate accounting, but I love what the numbers tell me. And if I want to raise rates but think I'm going to lose 20% of my clients, how much would I have to raise the rates to increase my profit margin, and even with the client losses? I'd love to be able to know that answer quickly. So
let me give out your website for people. It's financialgravity.com, financialgravity.com. John Pollack, guest. He is the CEO of Financial Gravity. And again, it's trading on the OTCQB. The symbol is FGCO. A couple of quick questions before we go to a break, and then we'll return. One is, how do people go about, you know, everything, you want a middle relief pitcher, you need a late inning pitcher, you need a closer. We become so specialized. What people should go to see you? And people say, well, they're all interchangeable. Accountants, CBAs, wealth managers, they're not interchangeable.
They're not. And the biggest problem with the CPA industry is they haven't done what the medical industry's done. If you meet a doctor and they say, I'm a doctor, the first question is going to be, what kind? But when you meet a CPA, everybody kind of lumps them together, and they're just as diverse as doctors. 600,000 CPAs. Some work in corporate America. But what's interesting about the CPA designation is it's an accounting. So if you look up accounting, it's basically a numbers historian is what they are. And there's nothing in the CPA exam about taxes. There's no, how do I, you know, lower my taxes when I buy real estate? There's a lot of stuff in there on how to depreciate inventory, but if I own three Subway franchises, that doesn't help me. So the CPA is really not trained. So the people that we look to help is the small business owner that's frustrated with the fact that their CPA hasn't saved their money. And this is a question we always ask. When was the last time your CPA saved you at least $1,000 per year in taxes? To which almost always the answer is, well, never. Then
never.
We're fit for you. Yeah, we're fit for you because that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at the tax code and we're going to show you. We can probably talk about this after the break, but we can show you some really clever ideas.
All right, let's pick up on those ideas right after a break. This is Stu Taylor, our guest, John Pollock. Financial gravity. Interesting and necessary information.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former Police Commissioner of New York, and Chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
All right, back with our final guest, and I have to say it's really a delight. We had a nonstop conversation during the break. A good guy, John Pollock, Chief Executive Officer and Board Member of Financial Gravity. And you can go to financialgravity.com. This is a company you'll really want to check out because it's if you've got a business, they are worth looking at. They'll offer services to help smaller businesses lower their taxes, reach for higher profits, and achieve greater wealth. And they all seem to go hand in hand. But I do want to ask you your opinion, and won't spend a lot of time on it, but what is your opinion? We're talking about the middle-class tax rate coming down, business tax rate going down to 15, perhaps 20%. I think it's a stimulative thing. There are downsides to everything. I don't think it'll result in growth, investment, and the aspiring nature for all companies, and I think we're seeing it right now in terms of looking at the market. What's your opinion on tax reform?
I'm a huge fan, and it's interesting because people ask me this thinking, well, you help people lower their taxes, so tax reform will put you out of business, which is just nuts, because all the government does, and it doesn't matter whether they're the left side or the right side of the aisle, the right side has a tendency to be more stimulative, and the right side tends to be more power, or the left side tends to be more of a power grab, but either way, the power is within our hands. So I think it's going to be great. I don't know what percentage of the stuff that they have floated will actually make it in, but you're right. It's going to stimulate the economy very aggressively, even more than what's already happening. However, it's not going to change what we do, because the tax code is not going to get less complicated. It's going to get more complicated. It may have less tax rates, but that doesn't mean it's less complicated. There's still going to be 70,000 pages. And on top of that, what happens is politicians tend to add. It's Frankenstein's monster. They don't take anything away. They just tack on to what was already there. So we may end up with 75,000 pages. And even with Obamacare, which is awful, I don't know if we're all in agreement on that yet, but it's pretty awful.
It's beyond awful.
It's beyond awful. And what's interesting about that even is that there are small businesses, and there's one actually in Boston that I met with, that are doing some really great things to circumvent Obamacare. And the tax code... The Supreme Court ruled Obamacare is taxed, and therefore we can use old tax code to offset that new tax code. So even what the Republicans come up with, there's going to be ways to circumvent the taxes that you have to pay. Remember, the illustration we like to use with people is red lights and green lights. The tax rates, so the 25% I might have to pay, that's my red light. You know, I make $100,000, I pay 25%. But most people don't pay a straight up 25%. They have all these deductions. Those are green lights. What's interesting about the green lights is there's thousands of pages of green lights and nobody's using them. They'll use the mortgage interest deduction because they know about that one. They know about the charity deduction and the sales tax deduction.
It'll be interesting to see if tax reform goes through, how many of these deductions will still be valid.
I think many of them will. To be honest, I would eliminate the mortgage deduction because there's a great book on this called Zillow Talk. The guys at Zillow actually ran the numbers, and it doesn't work the way everybody thinks it works. It's a political thing. Everyone thinks that everybody wants or everyone should be a homeowner, so they've kind of thrown this thing into the tax code that really only benefits a very small select group of people. We've had people come in with their tax returns and they have the mortgage interest in there, and I said, you know, your standard deduction is $12,000, and you're writing off $6,000 in mortgage interest, so you're not even getting the deduction. And your accountant's paying you is charging you $150 for the form that you're not getting any benefit from. It's kind of nuts on two levels. That's the type of stuff that we look for is, you know, the stuff that everybody's doing is simple. But what about the stuff like writing off your swimming pool or renting your house to yourself? The renting your house to yourself rule has been in there. You can do it for 14 days a year. It's been in there for decades, and no one's using it. All they have to do is some paperwork, and they can write off. They can save. That one strategy saves anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 a year per customer. So Why isn't everybody that has a small business using it? I don't know. They don't. So we come in or behind the accountant, and we fix it.
Well, you're the first national tax firm dedicated to helping these small business owners reduce their personal tax liability by, number one, by how much, and number two, can you give us some insight and tips into your services regarding this?
So $21,000 is our average right now, and that's actually skewed a little low because what happens is people with bigger needs have been attracted to our firm. So our number one largest tax savings per year was $760,000. You can imagine that guy really likes us. That's a lot of money in anyone's book. But $21,000 for the small business owner. And by the way, what's interesting about taxes is the money you've already earned. It's not like I'm trying to sell you a marketing program that may make you more money. The taxes are money that you're sending to the government that you don't have to. And the way we work is that you can go online. There's actually a great course. If you want to just kind of – people want to walk through a course, they can go to – lowertaxhigherprofit.com, and there's a kind of a video course. You can kind of test us out. We also have an ebook. So if you text to 33444 the word tax book, there's a free ebook that you can download and see some of the strategies that we use. But what we're going to do is we're going to ask you a few questions. We're going to get a copy of your tax return. You can black out all the pertinent information that's scary, like your Social Security number. And we're going to look at the numbers. We're going to ask you about 15 questions, and then we'll give you a price. And we guarantee to double your money. So we charge anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000. We guarantee in writing that we will double that number. So if we charge you $2,000 and we find you $3,995 in tax savings, we refund your money. If we don't get to $4,000, we refund your money.
Right, so, we only got a minute. I hate to interrupt. We've got to have you back, John, but you just want to discuss anything about your stock, outstanding shares, market cap, et cetera?
Yeah, our market cap right now is about $35 million. We did a reverse merger a year ago, and so much of the stock that was not tradable became tradable in October. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity and a lot of liquidity that's coming down the pike. I would highly encourage people to check us out. I can't talk about some of the stuff that we're working on, but I highly encourage you to check us out. We've got some pretty exciting stuff coming down the pipe. The biggest is our artificial intelligence.
All right, we got to hear about that on a later show. Valuable information. Thank you so much and so eloquently presented. John Pollock, the Chief Executive Officer of Financial Gravity. John, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Everyone, I want to thank everyone for listening. See you here tomorrow.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.